All right, now I know you've had a busy day. You've had a busy day getting ready for your Juneteenth celebratory party and all, Hootenanny.
Yeah. I'm going to go there with you, culturally insensitive. Yes.
Yes. And,
that's the theme of my party, apparently.
Culturally insensitive?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Culturally and racially insensitive. Hi. Welcome.
All right.
Welcome to my house. Welcome to my home. Yeah.
Right. I think I may be the first to, you know, Sunday's a very important day. Mm. Very important day.
Ah.
And it's one that I know means a lot to you.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm the first. I hope I'm the first.
I hope you are too.
To wish you a happy Farters Day. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader, and welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Little late today, a little late. It moved. I needed to expand that window. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 19th of June, 2023. I am bone weary year.
Oh.
Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one who's a little sunburned today, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I have been to the surface of the sun, y'all, he can't get it right. He cannot get it right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader. And with me is the one who just, y'all, he's busy today. He's busy being everyone's father as we record this. And far.
I'm just reading ads on the Safari, you know, they're targeted.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, it just went away, so it never mind. Something about implants.
Oh, well, you know.
The TV y'all? Implants.
Speaking of the TVs, you know, since we've last recorded, I've had to go to the dentist for the TV event. So,
right. You previewed that.
Yeah, y'all, I went. It was perfectly
fine.
You
and the jar, if I remember correctly.
Y'all, the jar was at the dentist so long that his appointment was at 8, and mine was at 9:45, and he hugged me on his way out as I was waiting on the chair to be cleared for my appointment. And y'all, I sat down in the jar. I've told the jar the story. I'm not making fun of him.
And you sank to the floor?
Y'all, I sat down in the chair, and our hygienist came over. Her name's, we'll call her Christy. Y'all, Christy, okay. Christy came, that's her name. Y'all, she came over and she said, I am worn out already. And I said, oh. So,
was the chair warm?
The chair was still warm. Chair was still warm.
Oh, of course. Well, you know, he sits there and, you know, kind of fouls himself.
Right. Anyway, well, when he
so
got,
sad at that age.
Well, I think it was more so he fouled himself when he got there to check out and found out how much his insurance did not pay.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. it was his first trip to the El Dentisto as a pay-for-it-yourself sort of event.
No longer a mama's boy.
Correct. So, okay. Y'all, Big Fatty's microphone is so loud. He is just peeking
is
out
it?
The sound. Yes, I've got you turned down, but it's just you're peeking it. You're peeking it, peeking the waves. So,
well, you can see my gain, can't you? Is that?
Oh, now you've turned it off, which is probably okay.
Is that too much gain?
No, if you can, I would turn the gain way down, way down. And now that might be it might be a bit too much.
Wait a minute. How about now?
Well, that could be better. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. Y'all, if there's one thing the LFC is, it is an audio perfection.
Ah, well, we strive. We strive to reach the level of audio perfection of the mix.
Ah, yes, that is much better. The waveforms are looking much more balanced at this point.
I am so happy to balance your waveforms.
Yeah. Well, y'all,
speaking of your waveforms, it's been a week. You've had a bone-weary week.
Y'all, I have. And there's some stuff Big Fatty doesn't exactly know about, even. But, Monday was the dentist day. Tuesday was very busy. I had to run some errands. I had to get my hairs did and things and had a lovely experience. And y'all got in bed Tuesday night because Wednesday morning, all of a sudden... Y'all, at 5 a.m., that alarm clock went off. I had to get up, get my underpants washed and whatnot, or put on, rather. They were already washed. And y'all, it was out the door to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is farty for Aeropuerto. Mm-hmm.
So you were getting on the aluminium tube of death.
I was. My coworker Lorena and I hopped on the aluminium tube of death and flew down to Mar-a-Lago. Now, in fairness,
were you there for the big event? Were going down there for?
We were the day after the big event. Which is key here.
That's timing,
y'all. It's key here that we were there the day after. But y'all, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't make this podcast political, but I honestly didn't know where Mar-a-Lago was other than it was in South Florida. So the fact that we were staying about a quarter of a mile down the street did not even resonate with me.
I have no idea where it is.
Well, it's in Palm Beach, if you're wondering. I did not know
that's
that.
That's north of Fort Lauderdale, right?
Quite a ways north, yes, of Fort Lauderdale. Still South Florida, still technically the Metro Miami area. But y'all, we flew in, we checked into the Hotel Motel Courtyard by Marriott Inn. And when I tell you that this hotel's next step is becoming a Quality Inn, I do not say that lightly. Y'all, the wall in my bathroom was rotten. It was literally falling down.
Did you get the complimentary cook-to-order brofkas the next morning?
They don't do complimentary at Courtyard. They do that at Quality Inn. But no, we had to pay for the breakfast the next morning. Y'all, Wednesday night, we met a client, if you will, and he and his lovely wife took us out to dinner at Florida's oldest steakhouse.
Oh,
absolutely,
Larry Steaks.
It was Larry Steaks. How'd you know, honestly, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Got up Thursday morning, and y'all. There had been a jalopy incident.
Uh-oh.
All right. So when we were landing, I jumped into the Avis app and it lets you choose your car. Well, it had chosen one for me. And y'all, it was a Cadillac Escalade.
Oh!
I'm sorry. A Lincoln Navigator. Lincoln Navigator.
Or similar.
Well, it was a Lincoln Navigator. And y'all, I cannot... I would hit something getting out of the parking lot... In that, there is absolutely no way that I was going to drive this jalopy to Key West and drive through Key West in it without taking something out. So, did the shuffly McShuffle pants and ended up in a Cadillac.
A Chevrolet Red?
A Cadillac, similar. Cadillac Black or similar. Y'all, okay. This thing, it was fine. It wasn't the Escalade. It was the next step down. So it was still plenty big, but much smaller than a Navigator. And brand new, Only had like 700 miles on it.
Oh, yeah. Had that new puppy smell. Huh?
It did. It did. And it was luxurious. It was fantastic. It was much more than we expected. But y'all, when you pulled up to a curb and you got a little too close, y'all, it vibrated the seat. And the first time it did that.
did you have a soiling incident?
Yeah, Lorena thought it was the funniest thing ever when the noises that I made the first time it did it when we were going into the motel.
Could you give us an example of those noises?
No, I don't think I can accurately recreate those.
Okay.
But but y'all, we hopped in that jalopy. And off we went to Key West on Thursday morning. And y'all, I have done that drive, but it has been 15 years at least since I've done that drive. I was very excited for Lorena to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, it was...
Now, this was not a convertible, right?
No, it was an SUV. It was still a fairly large SUV, but not Navigator size. Navigator, is that... It was the biggest Lincoln. The Expedition size, Ford Expedition size Lincoln. Y'all, we put my SunPass in just in case. It was supposed to have unlimited tolls, but I couldn't find a toll thing. So I was like, you know, let's not take this chance. So, y'all, I'm sorry, there's a jet landing apparently.
So y'all, the jar's back.
Right. Okay. Y'all, the SunPass saved us, but y'all, that drive was like 6 hours from West Palm Beach to Key West, and absolutely lovely. We stopped on the way in Alamorada, had a on the fucking beach seafood lunch.
Oh,
delicious. And then kept going. And y'all, Lorena wanted to stop, and I was like, this jalopy is not stopping until we get to Duval Street. So pulled into Key West. She was blown away because I had described it as a party town. And of course, most of Key West is just lovely and beautiful. It's not, you know, Duval Street.
Right.
So we did that. And y'all, we did all the touristy stuff. We went and saw the sunset at Mallory Square and whatever, and had a lovely dinner at my favorite restaurant, Blue Heaven, there off Whitehead Street. And absolutely lovely. Got up Friday morning. And y'all,
Did you have the key lime?
Not at this point.
Okay.
Not at this point. But got up Friday morning, and y'all, we had stayed at the La Concha, which, if you've ever been to Key West, is the big hotel right there on Duval Street. On what they call Lower Duval, which is actually the upper side, like the Mallory Square side. Y'all, I had planned on going out for drinks, and we walked by the Gabars. And we walked by a Bourbon Street pub on our way back from dinner, and Lorena said, and there was some sort of European man dancing on a box and scantily clad. And she was like, dear Lord, we can't go there. And I said, well, we can't go there because I've been thrown out of there like three times.
Oh,
she just looked at me and she's like, I can't imagine such a thing. And I was like, well, anyway, but y'all, we had a lovely trip, and got up Friday morning, y'all. I was sleeping so good. It was the nicest, most comfortable hotel. Was sleeping so good until a fucking rooster out on the balcony started crowing. You saw that big balcony, y'all. I sent Big Fatty a photo lounging on the balcony on Duval Street.
It was like he was King Charles III reviewing the
trooping
guards.
Trooping of the bars right out
by
front.
By the way, Archer just closed his perfect week for standing up. Wow. What an accomplishment.
Right. But y'all, the next day we had our work to do and everything, and we finished that earlier than we thought, and then we had to check out of the motel because it was booked for Friday night, and Lorena decided to fly home. Turns out that did not work out so well because of the storms, but I checked into the Best Western Hibiscus. Now, I did not have high hopes for the Best Western. Y'all, it was one of the nicest hotels I've ever stayed in. absolutely stunning hotel. Gorgeous.
Well, it was the Hibiscus.
Right. Went to, and y'all, I dropped Lorena off at the airport, and I had already changed my flight to leave earlier on Saturday because I didn't want to get caught by the storm Saturday afternoon if I could. And plus, y'all, Key West was so hot that even
how hot was it?
Y'all, the locals couldn't handle it. Apparently, it went from normal summer to late August summer overnight. And it was brutal, and to the point where you couldn't enjoy being outside for more than 5 minutes. You'd sweat through your shirt, and I'm not kidding.
So you were moist.
You were moist. Your pants were even moist because you sweated so much.
And, did you get the diaper rash?
Maybe. So, y'all, we checked into my motel, and Lorena and I just hung out in the room Friday afternoon. Watched some TV, did some work actually, and then dropped her off at the airport. Came back to the motel. I dropped the car off too because I didn't plan that so well. Came back to the motel, and y'all, I was like, I'm just gonna go out for a drink.
Just one.
Just one. So I went to Bourbon Street Pub, but I went to go out back by the pool, and went out back, had a couple of drinks, which were much stronger than I thought. So then I was a little tipsy. Bumped into a couple people that I knew. So hi.
Of course.
Hi. And then got a little sandwich and went and took a nap.
Oh.
And that nap lasted 2.5 hours. But
that's a good nap.
It was good. Got up, got dressed. Well, took another shower, put on more clean clothes, got dressed. And y'all, I did not check a bag. So the clothes situation was getting delicate at this point, shall we say. And
so there was no wiggle room, so to speak.
Correct. Y'all got my fresh underpants on, or lack thereof, and off I was to the one saloon, or the saloon one, depending on what you call it.
I call it saloon one.
Right. And
discussed that last week.
Right. And
we weren't sure if it was still open.
Right. And I said I'd never heard of it. Y'all, Extra Special Chris sent me a text the next day and said, you've been there twice with me. And I said, I don't remember. And then he said something I did. And I was like,
I remember that.
I was like, I didn't know that was the name of that place. So y'all went out. And this guy was there. And he kept chatting with me.
Did you go out back?
We did go out back. Where, you know, it's a little less loud out there.
Yeah. Most people go out back because it's less loud.
Yeah, that's what I would assume. And so we were standing there, and I could tell he knew me, but I couldn't put two and two together. So anyway, finally, I was like, what's your name again? And he told me, and I said, wait, are you from Orlando? And he was like, yep, that's me. And I was like, oh, dear Lord. So he had moved down there, he and his partner. So, y'all, we had a good old catch up. And talk. So hi, Dustin. And
Dustin.
And had a good
is it
old
the
catch
Dustin
up.
I'm thinking of.
I think it might be. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And
is he named after a local street downtown? Near Marion Square.
Oh. No. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's not the Dustin I was thinking of, but yes. Okay, I've just put two and two together.
So you still didn't know who you were talking to.
But that can't be the same person, because that person wasn't nearly this fat. Huh. No, that person isn't fat at all.
Or he wasn't at one time.
No. This isn't short-term fatness. This is bear. This is full bear.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, no. Because this person had never lived here. This is someone that I know from the Orlandos that I think that Daniel Bieber knows.
The Daniel Bieber Dustin.
And Extra Special Chris. Anyway, whatever. Y'all, we had a big old catch up, but he was hosting a little quiz program at midnight. And I said, I think you're probably really funny. I cannot stay up that late. Y'all, needless to say, not only did I stay up, I competed.
Well, and, of course.
Yeah. But y'all, we had a good time. It wasn't a huge crowd, but it was a fun crowd. And y'all, they did things like cutest couple and gayest in the bar, straightest in the bar. And all that. You just got a jello shot or some bullshit that nobody really wanted. And then they got to the good stuff, y'all. It was the best balls and the best butt and the best penis. And so that was fun. But I thought of Big Fatty a few times.
Well, right.
Enormous testicles everywhere.
Enormous testicles. Would I have won?
Oh, 1,000%. You would have still won.
Okay.
But, okay. But y'all, it was a good time. And enjoyed that. And y'all, then I pulled a Vader. And said, because we were standing outside chatting and everybody, and I was like, oh, I got to run to the restroom. So, y'all, I went on home, and because that's how Vader exits a room. You know, we don't like the awkward goodbyes. So,
excuse me, I'm about to shit myself. And if I don't come back, it's because I did.
Right, exactly. Okay. But y'all,
that's how Granny leaves a room too.
Right, but except I don't usually have to shit myself. But Yeah, so went and y'all, I got back. It's like 1 o'clock in the damn morning when I got back to the motel. I was exhausted. I'd only had a couple of drinks somehow. I don't know how that worked, but
a couple of drinks that you remember.
Well, I had three. Y'all, the drinks in Key West, they are expensive. Holy shit, the drinks were expensive. I did not
remember
that.
How much were they?
A beer was about $9, and a well liquor drink started at $10. And so like a Tanqueray or a Stoli was about $15.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah, that was a bit of a shock. So I definitely had three drinks, and then someone bought me a beer, but I didn't drink it because it was gross. But anyway, this is over the course of like 4 hours. I certainly did not feel intoxicated, but y'all went back, slept it off, and got up the next morning and putzed about, and then took another shower and went to the area of Puerto, flew home, got home at 7 p.m. Saturday night. And
now you flew out of Key West?
Did fly out of Key West, yes.
Was that always the plan?
Yeah. Yeah. It was always the plan to fly out of Key West. Yeah. We flew into West Palm. We just did a multi-leg flight. Flew into West Palm, flew out of Key West. I love flying out of Key West. It is the quaintest airport. They're getting ready to ruin it by actually building gates with jetways and everything. But you just go to a counter, and they walk you out a door to the Aeroplano, and you walk up a ramp.
Onto the tarmac.
Yep. We walk up a ramp onto the Aeroplano. Y'all, we were in an A319, and that runway is so short. And I had forgotten it was so short. And so needless to say, there was a little bit of, as we floored it and just, I mean, pushing your cheeks back, take off sort of situation, took off. But uneventful trip home, got home about 7, left there about 2, got home about 7. That was with a little over 2 hour layover. Yeah, it's a quick flight.
Quick flight.
And, yeah, so that was that. It was a blast. There's more I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, we did some doing. So, I already told the jar, it's time to go back to the Key West. I was like, pack your bags. That's where we should be going. So,
you know, he returned the valise.
He told me he was on his way to the villa to return the valise. And I said, perfect. Yes. Perfect, because Big Fatty would come after you if you didn't, because...
Well, and he was very appreciative.
Y'all, he packed that valise full of all the shit.
Well...
But, y'all, I got home yesterday, and something happened.
Uh-oh.
Y'all,
sounds very law enforcement oriented.
It's the theme to Night Court. Y'all, in my mailbox was not what I thought was going to be a fine for something I've been dealing with. Instead, it was a jury summons.
Ah! And you know, you can't use fat as a reason for not serving on a jury.
Yella, oops.
No good keister off my property.
Oh, get your keister off my property. Yeah. Are you already at the courtroom?
Right, basically. Y'all, I could not be less excited to have been chosen for this great honor in our community.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, but I am juror 222, so there's that. But
will Karen Valentine be sitting beside you?
Most likely. Okay.
You don't understand that at all.
Do you? I assume it was a 227 reference. But no. Okay.
Room 222 was a sitcom that starring Karen Valentine, and she was a school teacher, and her classroom was room 222.
Ah, never watched it.
Okay, well.
But y'all, not only, and I knew this was going to be the case. I knew it when I was.
You knew it.
I was looking through the paperwork that they send you because you got to fill it all out.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, where's the fucking date that this is going to be? Because you know it was going to be when the Jar and I are going to the Tampa or to the Titusville, Florida. Mm. And I was like, there's no way that is not the case. And y'all, I was right. The same fucking week we're supposed to be going to Titusville. So, to the bear event. So I'm pissed off about that. Now y'all,
can't you tell them that you already have a vacation scheduled and paid for and all?
And it is non-refundable. I'm going to try and they're going to have to see the receipt with the half-naked men on it.
Okay.
But it's like, y'all, I don't mind doing my duty, but I was like, in the summertime, this seems like very short notice to give someone for jury duty.
When is your event?
Well, it is less than 1 month away. So,
that is short notice.
Yeah, I was a little perturbed by that, nonetheless. And I mean, I'm happy to do it, especially if it was just the first part of the week. But y'all, that Friday, we're leaving at 10 a.m. to go to the Flowrider. So, we can cancel the motel, but the event is paid for. Now, y'all, breaking news. Sorry, there's not going to be time for Dead or Alive today.
Oh,
but
there weren't many.
I was just watching the Adam DeWoo on the YouTube, and y'all, I thought
the who?
His name is Adam DeWoo. Anyway, but y'all, they are tearing down the Warner Brothers Ranch.
Oh.
I thought of the old people.
Where they filmed the Fattest Loser?
Not that one. So there's a second location, a newer location. This is the one that had the Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie houses. It's where they filmed WandaVision. It's where they filmed National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Like the housing exteriors. It's where the exterior for the Young Sheldon that's on. The Waltons and the Partridge Family also there. So,
do we know anyone that likes the Waltons?
Well,
I have to think about it.
Exactly. Anyway. Like I said, it came to mind, but then they're also tearing down the sound stages that are there because they're very old and they filmed all the big movies in them. But y'all, then he was talking about all the other like animation buildings they're tearing down and
telling this? Oh, this is that Woo person.
Yeah, Adam the Woo. And then y'all, they flipped over and they're tearing down the voiceover studio that had been there for how many years. And they filmed some things like, or they voiced some things like the Animaniacs and, all of these cartoons. Again, it just, I don't know.
It made you think of bagpipes, didn't it?
It did. It did. And, I was like, what if, what if you had met the love of your life at the Warner Brothers Animation Studios?
Oh, I don't think that's ever happened, but
right.
I guess it could have, but it would be freak of nature kind of thing,
right? And I can't imagine why anyone would care, but anyway, they're tearing it all down, and he did a complete walkthrough of everything, y'all. It was very, very informative.
Did he show you Jane? McClure's, I think that was her name's desk.
No.
I hear it was.
No, but he showed her parking space right out front.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. Yeah. How about the commissary? Was it being torn down too?
He walked through it.
Ah, well. Anyway.
Yeah. It was empty, but there were still some food remnants around.
What, like a leftover meatloaf in the shape of a skull or something?
You know, now that you mention it, there was a molding pan there for...
Yeah, with corn teeth.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, I bet that that voiceover studio had... Ooh, can you imagine the smell in there?
Oh,
Smell of vodka and regret.